program you're about to hear involves slack confidence, disparity, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Oh, man.
I thought I'd be ready, Evil Susie, but...
Oh, Flus, what do you mean? You're still working on the show?
I need to find a part on this tape where this guy says is with just the right inflection.
Oh, you're giving me an inflection with your micromanaging navel gazing.
I remember when you could put together a great show in 3 days tops.
Now it's taking you 3 months.
Oh,
they
but...
aren't that great.
Hey,
I still got what it takes.
You don't have enough left to fake it.
Oh, yeah? Well, I could pull a better show out of my patoot than 2 hours of Aquarius.
Is that what that big thing's for? Storage?
Yeah. Good luck trying to make a show as painful as that one.
Well, I don't need luck, but you're gonna need earplugs, bitch,
inch, whore,
skank, head nurse,
tramp,
dildo sharpener,
strum.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dildo sharpener?
Dildo sharpener.
Come on, show me. tell by the way I walk of a woman's man. No time to talk. He's a glass of woman's walk. I've been pushed around to the height of my foot.
It's all right. I don't care. I will look the other way.
Cover songs where original thought is forbidden. Oh, well, hey, that's fine with me.
It's about time you pathetic wave-faced geeks learned I'm not your goddamn battery chicken of slack wisdom. Oh, I'm even gonna slack off tonight and do a cover rant. Let's see what the Book of the Subgenius has to say about bobbies. Dr. Lake Hume has forsworn vengeance on all bobbies in less than 6 weeks at X Day. You know who you are. Most people totally misunderstand the term subgenius. Look at the word. What does it mean? It means nothing. It's utterly ambiguous, all purpose. Oh, the Bob and his mighty friends and the Council of None. One happy idiot is worth far more than 10 A-bomb inventing geniuses. We throw most so-called geniuses out. They're too nervous. They take themselves too seriously. They're snide. They do not truly know slack. But praise Bob, there are as many idiot subgenii as smart ones. Most prevalent, however, smart asses. It isn't brains, but an intuitive anti-pink, anti-cute attitude mutation. The conspiracy has proved that you can have high intelligence, but still not be able to think. Therefore, in his church, our Bob has included many built-in alienation devices to prevent false pink interpretation while encouraging the real down-home subgenii to start their own damn religions. Bob is not a fan club. The teachings constantly contradict each other and yet remain equally true and false. Oh, the confusing church deliberately pulls the rug from under the preconceptions of follower types, thus separating the wheat from the chaff. It uses shock value. Oh, we're often praised, Dobbs, too sardonic for those smug, hip ones who thought they're already as sardonic as you can get. Oh, they're reminders of the church's promise that it will, in the long run, accept no substitute for slack. Yes! Oh, there's a hierarchy of various flamboyant characters in the upper echelons of the church, which, despite your liberal programming, is how it should be. However, Bob is the only real star. In this society, stardom destroys, it subverts, and it waters down. But Bob is immune to that, which is why he's so incomprehensibly important. He gave his precious obscurity for his charismatic but susceptible priesthood to deliver them from temptation. Oh, yes. Subgeniuses are merely the chosen people, the class which cannot be classified, those who are different not only from others but from each other. If any two subgeniuses are the same, one has to die! Oh, we band together only for strength and only temporarily. The conspiracy used to kill people who displayed subgenius traits. Thanks to the countless martyred Evo and devolution cults that paved the way, nowadays you're merely penalized financially, socially, and sexually for weirdness. But at least we can come out and admit that there are people mutating ahead, and they are us! And because mutation is so unpredictable, there will inevitably be unguessed other steps beyond subgenius. But only if we fulfill our genetic destiny. Thus you are on your own. It's between you and Bob. But just remember, this is a religion that canonizes, bribes, and slackens its most rebellious heretics and cheats those who presume to be its most devoted monks. Those who kill Bob always return to the fold triumphant, changed from pupils to teachers. Oh, now we can't stop ninnies from buying the word of Dobbs. Nor can we prevent you from spreading a watered-down version of yourself in our name. But all we can do is warn you, don't be a bobby. The curse will fall on you. As Reverend Emil O'Day told the poor wretch who lay in the hospital bed with radiation burns from trying to smoke the true pipe, a little Dobbs will do ya. Yes, the love of Bob can kill normals. Bob is too good for them and too bad for them. Oh,
Unfortunately, it isn't smart versus stupid or cool versus uncool, but the good guys versus the bad guys. It's that simple. The free man against the robber barons. Frankenstein's monster against the villagers. Of course, it is our definition of good guys. So if we aren't careful, we'll end up as a bunch of Hitlers instead of Robin Hoods. But bodies. Once the wrong kind of person gets into the church, it's torturous business getting them out. The power of subgenius is unarguable, and they keep coming back for more and more, no matter how much abuse and humiliation we heap on them. Oh, anyone who gets heavily into the cult finds his luck plane suddenly leaping out. And the coincidence, man? Bob is everywhere, friend. And at times it can be weird. So obviously, you wouldn't want irresponsible people tangling with such forces. So how does one know? How can one tell whether his friends are ready to walk the path of Bob? Surely not just by the Dobbs t-shirts they wear. But if you yourself are pink, you'll never really be able to tell.
Customer, she's cold cock with a karate punch. Well, I'm the friend, the stranger in the black sedan. Why don't you hop inside my car? Got pictures and candy, I'm a lovable man. I think it's you, dearest, I'm your field crew, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. No feel good woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. Good God, I've got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. You know it's true. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'll take you to Hollywood. But if you want to be just who you are, well, I really think you should. Your feel good woman, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. Your feel good baby, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you. Good God, I've got to have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, I'm your feel good woman. the star. I'm your beautiful woman, I'll take you anywhere. I'm your beautiful baby. By now I'm sure you know that I love you, I need you. Good God, I've got to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Oh, you know it's true. I said I love you, I need you. Good God, I've got to have you, girl. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. Whoa!
Thank you. gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
"No days, son, you gotta work late."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go riding next Sunday. I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use the car because you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called up my congressman and he said, quote,
"I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote."
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Thank you.
Started out with Phil Lord playing the Rafters Club in Gatlinburg doing Do You Think I'm Sexy, and then Special Ed and Staying Alive. The Dickies did Nights in White Satin, and the Treble Spankers did The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly back in that old rant of mine. And then Vehicle. That was done by the Rolling Meadows High School Jazz Band. I wrote an article about them in Cool and Strange Music, number 16, I think it was, where I tracked them down and found out where they are today. And that was the Roto-Rooter Good Time Christmas Band, that Oompa version of Purple Haze. And then the far-out underground acid rock feat of Harry Zonk, tap dancing to Hey Jude. That's a 45 I found 20 years ago, and it's never been explained. The Flying Lizards did that great version of the Summertime Blues. The Pink Lincoln sang I Got the Music in Me. And that was Dave Cloud with 8 Miles High, rounding out a driving set. This is The Ventures. But why don't we take it easy with an acoustic version of AC/DC by the Hentai Santas. Enjoy.
All night long. You shook me off. Nice one. You had me shaking. You shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me, girl.
You shook me all night long. That's right, you shook me all night long.
Oh, you shook me all night long. Yeah, 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 you.
Because one true love. They call me the Sparrow. I was the best, I worked them all.
Wakey, wakey, dreamers. You're just not wired enough, are you? I have a feeling it's maybe because of the unplugged hentai Santa's version of AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. That thing damn near lasted all night long, clocking in at 8 minutes and change. Oh, but then like a glass of ice water to the face, the Micronauts followed with some hardcore Garfunkel Scarborough Fair. And then Special Ed again, this time doing an up-tempo version of Joy Division's suicidal emo classic Insight. Oh, and you just heard Robert Palmer from 1981 doing his take on the robotic Gary Numan's I Dream of Wires.
I used to actually strip to that one back in the day.
You mean back when the earth was cooling?
Hey, I mean back when the earth was cooler.
Touche.
Oh, but for a crappy, painful show flues, you had a lot of high points. Well, hey, I'm not done yet. Why don't you put out a little P.O. Box Evil Susie while I put on a final record?
Okay.
If you'd like more information about the Church of the Subgenius, it's as close as a stamped self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. I think that's it. At any rate, you can always catch us at subgenius.com. And here's a beastus with a leastus to see you out with...
What?
King Usnevich and his Usnevich stones.
You win.
Chess is on.
Good night.